Welcome back to ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller. As witnessed, baby boomers have rewritten societal roles at every stage of their life, and retirement is no exception. Catherine Collinson, the president of nonprofit Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is here with us today to talk about how baby boomers are trailblazing a new brand of retirement that involves pleasure, purpose, and continued work. So, Catherine, what's different about baby boomers' take on retirement?
Boomers have all but rejected the traditional view of retirement where someone reaches a certain age and immediately stops working. Our most recent survey found 7 in 10 baby boomer workers expect to work past age 65 or do not plan to retire, and more than half of them plan to continue working at least part-time in retirement. What I think is really interesting about this, the vast majority cite financial-related reasons for doing so. However, almost as many cite one or more healthy aging-related reasons, such as enjoying what they do, keeping their brains alert, having a sense of purpose, staying active. And so this vision of retirement is really illustrating that work and retirement don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Given the youngest baby boomers are in their mid-50s and the oldest are in their early 70s, how does their retirement strategy look?
They can be doing a lot more to prepare. Boomers were mid-career when the retirement landscape really started changing. We started seeing the disappearance of traditional pension plans, the emergence of 401ks. Their careers were well underway before they even had access to a 401k. What we see is they are saving for retirement, but they haven't had the full benefit of that savings horizon. When we look at their total household retirement savings, baby boomers have saved just $152,000. That's the estimated median, which sounds like a lot. But on the other hand, if it's meant to last 20 or 30 or more years in retirement, it just won't go that far.
What advice can you offer boomers to improve their ability to continue working in retirement?
Planning can be your best friend, or lack of planning can be your worst enemy. Given their age and years to retirement, and statistically we see a lot of people have the greatest expectations of working, and then there's some sort of cataclysmic event, and they find themselves retiring sooner than they had planned. So the most important thing is know where you stand financially. Have a financial plan to identify how you can grow your savings and potentially cut costs. Belt tightening now isn't pleasant, but it's better than running out of money when you're in your 70s or 80s and are not in a position to jump back into the workforce. Keep your job skills up to date and have a backup plan if things go wrong. And then I'll leave you with one other thing. Have conversations with trusted loved ones, family members, proactively about any potential need to receive some support, or if your family members are expecting you to support them, best to have those conversations up front and set expectations versus wait until a crisis when emotions are running high and it's really hard to think clearly and make good decisions.
Catherine, thank you as always for your proactive counsel and sage insight. That's all the time we have here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until the next time, this is Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station.